life, today we're focusing on stepping out in faith. Stepping out in faith is a theme that's running through those two readings that we heard read for us just a couple of minutes ago. 8 years ago now, which doesn't seem 8 years ago, we as a family were fortunate enough to go to Australia and to visit the Great Barrier Reef. And we were stood out on this huge platform in the Pacific Ocean, contemplating snorkeling with all sorts of spectacular and quite scary sea life, literally beneath us in the water. And I was stood on this platform looking like Mr. Bean in a wetsuit. Why on earth are we doing this? Was a question right at the forefront of our minds, and it was certainly at the forefront of my mind. And we reminded each other of the reason why we booked the trip. It was to experience the wonder of this small pocket of our amazing world together as a family. And that enabled us to take the jump, or to leap into the water, if you like, quite literally. And I think in life, the why question is often the most important. Whenever we think about the prospect of stepping out in faith individually or corporately as a church community, as we stand looking into the deep water, it's good to ask the question, why? In fact, I think it's essential to ask the question, why? Why on earth should I or should we do this? For the first disciples and for us too, Jesus demonstrates why. And we see this at the start of chapter 9 of Luke's gospel account. Jesus sends his disciples. And as his disciples, if he sends, then we go. We are his servants. We're his followers. We're his hands and his feet in every place. And to those he sends, we see from Luke's gospel account that Jesus gives power and authority which must go somewhere. It must do some good and it must make a difference. It cannot help but do that. And more than this, Jesus sends us to bring transformation, to change lives, to bring healing, to bring freedom and help to those we meet and to those we spend time with each and every day. That's why. It's about enabling people to encounter Jesus, to meet him, to know him, and the difference he makes to life. I wonder, to what extent have we lost sight of the why? How sure are we of the why at the moment? Without a clear sense of why, I'm not sure we'll have the courage to take the steps we need to take as God's church in the coming months and years. My prayer for you, individually and as a church community, is that as you continue to think and pray about what God is calling you to be and to do, you'll have a clear sense of why. Because Jesus sends us, and because he's given us power and authority to make a difference to every bit of life. To inspire our why, our God-given purpose, I don't think there's a better prayer than the one Paul prayed for the Ephesian church. And if you notice at the beginning of that reason, Paul starts with the why. He said these words, "For this reason." For this reason. And it's the few verses before that that he'd explain that reason, which is the confidence and freedom we have to approach God. The confidence and freedom we have to approach God. For this reason, then, he kneels before the Father to pray for his brothers and sisters. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. To step out in faith, we need a clear sense of why. And this is important because stepping out in faith takes us to uncomfortable places. Back in March, Dr. Hiemath, Chief Medical Officer for the ACE Healthcare Center in Mumbai, tweeted his thoughts on the pandemic. You may have read them on social media. He wrote this: "Social distancing is a privilege. It means you live in a house large enough to practice it. Hand washing is a privilege. It means you have access to running water. Hand sanitizers are a privilege. It means you have money to buy them. Lockdowns are a privilege. It means you can afford to be at home. Most of the ways to ward off corona are accessible only to the affluent. In essence, a disease that was spread by the rich as they flew around the globe will now kill millions of the poor." That sounds to me rather like something Jesus would say. And of course, it's a generalization, and situations are relative to their context, aren't they? And yet this statement contains a great deal of truth, and it takes us somewhere uncomfortable. Well, it certainly takes me somewhere uncomfortable. In my experience, stepping out in faith always, without exception, it always takes us somewhere uncomfortable. Because although we might experience joy and fun and a sense of adventure along the way, stepping out in faith challenges us. It costs us something. And it asks us to be or to do something new or something differently. Dr. Hiemath, who said those words, went out on a limb by saying them. And it could well have been a challenging and demanding experience. And it could have been a costly thing to do. I wouldn't have been at all surprised if it was. And in our reading from Luke's version of the gospel, we see Jesus sending out the 12 to uncomfortable places, to uncomfortable situations. And he instructs them to step out in faith. Take nothing for the journey. Everything they need will be provided for them along the way. How often do we want to get all our ducks in a row? We want an A to Z plan in place. We want all the money. We want to know everybody, every single person without exception is on board before we even take those first steps, before we do what Jesus is asking us to do. And individually too, the big reason that can so often get in the way of us just stepping out in faith is that we want some kind of big sign. We want writing on the wall or an email in block capitals, or we want it written in the sky. We don't really mind as long as it's a clear sign that God wants us to do something in particular. And while we wait for all of these things to be in place, before we step out in faith, then we can end up just going nowhere fast. Because we forget what Jesus said, take nothing on the journey. The amazing account of Jesus feeding the 5,000 shows us that what we need when we've stepped out in faith, when we are far from our comfort zone, it will be provided. And what little we have will be blessed and multiplied and be shared far and wide. See that in that wonderful example of the loaves and the fishes being multiplied, becoming so much more. What little they had was then shared far and wide. It's the wonderful characteristic of the kingdom of God. And another thing that strikes me is that Jesus already sent us out and told us what to do. It's recorded in every one of the Gospels and in all the letters and books of the Bible that follow the Gospels. Why wait for Jesus to tell us what to do when he already told us? I wonder, what is it that Jesus has already told each of us, or you as a church community, to do, that for whatever reason we keep putting off? Or maybe we're just not sure because it feels a bit like a mystery, a bit like a fog. In just this gospel message, this one we heard today, there is a great deal to remind us what Jesus already told us to do. Heal the sick, care for communities, feed the hungry, tell others about me. Heal the sick, care for communities, feed the hungry, tell others about me. I'm not sure there's very much more that Jesus asks us to do other than those things, to be honest. And it's all summed up in that one reading. When we step out in faith, it takes us to uncomfortable places and situations. In my wife's parish near the centre of Luton and in the neighbouring parish, they're continuing to build a ministry to refugees and asylum seekers. New individuals and families are arriving every week, and they have literally nothing but the clothes they're standing up in, nothing else. They get here in containers, clinging on the bottom of lorries and on inflatable boats. And many of them carry wounds of abuse, torture, imprisonment, and persecution. There is so much need. There's so much to do to help them access medical care when they can't speak English. They have to fill in 50 pages of forms that they can't fill in. For school places, school uniform, food, bedding, furniture, they don't have access to any of that, so they need the help, particularly in a new country with limited freedom. Like the first disciples, the people of these parishes have stepped out in faith because Jesus sent them. And I'm sure you've got many of your own experiences, and I've been hearing from Jenny before this service of ways that you've been putting love into action during these demanding months that we've just been through. It's part of our calling. It's what we do. And you'll know that although this can be difficult and it can be challenging, God provides along the way, and there's a great deal of joy to be had. My wife, Kate, is helping several families at the moment, and all that they need has been generously provided by others. And the friendships being formed are such a joy. I love to go with Kate to support her when I can. Talal, our dad, who in one particular family, messages Kate on WhatsApp sometimes to say that we are his family and his joy. And yet it is us who think that of them. Stepping out in faith takes us to uncomfortable places, takes us to places of cost and sacrifice, but it also takes us to situations of amazing joy and friendship and fun, and I'm sure you've experienced that for yourselves. But having said this, stepping out in faith is an adventure with highs and lows, and it's good to remember that it won't always be plain sailing, and we will make mistakes. Notice what the disciples do in verse 12 of chapter 9 of Luke's gospel. They go to Jesus and they tell him, send the crowd away so they can go to the surrounding villages and countryside to find food. The disciples, they've only just been sent out to bring healing and freedom in the power of Jesus. In verse 10, they reported to Jesus all they'd done. And then at this point, what happens? Well, they slip up, don't they? They forget the why. They forget their purpose, that Jesus had sent them and given them power and authority to help people experience the life-changing love of God at work in their lives. Back on our visit to the Great Barrier Reef, about 30 minutes into our snorkeling experience, just as it was getting really interesting, one of the other children on the trip had a panic attack, and it unsettled all of us. It was quite a worrying thing, and we were all just very concerned for this child. And so we returned to this big platform. And after lunch, we decided we'd have another go. But this time, what we'd do is we'd venture not so far from the platform, but we'd go a little bit further each time, but then come back to the platform. And this was working brilliantly. And we'd gone quite a distance at one point, and we were in quite deep water. Everything was going fine until suddenly one guy shot up out of the water and shouted, did you see that shark swim underneath us? Well, it was like something off a cartoon. I've never seen our children swim so fast. I'm sure I never will again. When we step out in faith for Jesus, we will make mistakes. We'll get scared and we'll need to return to a safe place. That's okay. We all need to do this at times, and Jesus will guide us, like he did with his first followers. Notice that he guides them. You give them something to eat, he tells them. He doesn't tell them off or tut and go, oh, whatever it is. He says, you give them something to eat. He reminds them of their purpose and the reason he called and sent us as his followers. You give them something to eat. I wonder, to what extent does fear or failure hold you back? And in what ways are past mistakes holding you back from venturing out with Jesus again? Remember, return to Jesus and he will guide you. So, stepping out in faith isn't something we have to muster up and make happen all on our own. Jesus inspires and guides us. He provides the purpose and the power and the transformation on the adventure. As Jesus sends us again into our families, our places of work, our circle of friends, every place that we go, I encourage us all to gain a fresh understanding of why, the purpose Jesus is giving us all. And remember that although stepping out in faith will take us to uncomfortable places, Jesus will provide all we need. And what little we have will be blessed and shared with other people. And remember, there will be joy along the way. Be encouraged not to let the fear of falling flat on your face stop you from stepping out with Jesus, because he will guide us every time we need it. Amen.
Tim, thank you so much. There's so much in there. I know I need to hear it more than once, and we'll be hearing that again at 6:30 this evening if you'd like to.